can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need with Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for December 7th, 2022, episode number 27. Hello?
Hello.
What did you do with your thumb?
I'm like, a few more dog biscuits, please.
Hello, darling.
Hello, baby.
Hello, my queen.
Oh, my gosh. Cheers me, because
cheers,
it has been a hell of a couple
quick,
weeks.
Real quick, yes. Oh. And I just noticed something very interesting. First, let's have a little taste
okay.
here.
Mmm. What are we drinking?
We are drinking something from the Texas Hill Country.
Yes.
This is from Becker Vineyards.
Yes.
I do not know who gave this to us.
I know. I put a label on it and I forgot to mark it.
Very, very, very sloppy of you.
I know. I'm sorry. It is delicious,
this
though.
This is the 2019 Reserve Merlot.
Wait, did Pastor Jimmy and Annette bring
that's
it?
That's what I'm thinking. They might have brought
yes,
it. Yes,
I believe they did. Oh my gosh. It's a delicious bottle of wine.
So here's what I've just realized.
Yes.
I'm taking my my teeth for a test drive.
Oh, yes.
So far, and we'll talk about that. I just realized my hearing has changed significantly.
Really?
Yes. I put the headphones on, and I was doing test, and then I'm like, holy crap! It's different.
Oh,
I am hearing different. That's why when I opened up, I was too low on the opening. I was like, what is going on?
Wow.
And I'm not saying it's bad necessarily. I'm not quite sure yet.
Do you think it improved?
I'm not sure
yet.
Well,
you had all that sinus stuff connected to your teeth.
It definitely sounds like there's more presence. There's more high end.
Oh.
I haven't had the headphones on. I haven't spoken in the microphone since
10 days now. Oh, my gosh. The Sunday before.
Right?
Yeah. How's he sound, everybody?
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Smile for me.
Sound strange? I am so happy.
I know
this,
you are.
This works pretty well. Curry and the Keeper, the first test of the new teeth.
Yes.
And these are just the temps.
Yes.
And very, very happy to be here.
Yes, me too.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, everybody. I made it. I'm alive.
He's
I'm doing
alive.
Okay. I'm doing okay.
He's alive.
I'm not quite sure where to start with this. Do we want to... Well, let's start with this very important fact.
Okay.
We're missing a member of the crew.
Yes, we are.
We're missing a member of
Miss
the crew.
Miss Phoebe is off at boot camp.
She is at boot camp.
She's been there for, it'll be 2 weeks on Saturday.
Yeah. And it's I think it's a 3-week program that we've got her in now.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Do you want to?
Well, they came to pick her up.
So did we even talk about this, what had happened?
We talked about that she was going, but we didn't talk about, because she almost bit.
But wait, did we talk about it on the show? Are you sure?
Yes, we talked about how she was going off to boot camp. You had called.
Oh, we did.
Yes,
we did talk about that.
Because she tried to bite Annette again, another person.
Well, she didn't try to bite. She was nipping, but okay. Well, you call that trying to bite.
It was terrifying. We were all standing there.
It was not great.
And so we both prayed about it, remember? And then you came up and we both were like, she needs to go to boot camp.
Well, went a little differently. You went like, this dog is out. Goodbye. It's dead. This dog is dead to me. It's your dog. I don't know. What is this piece of crap here? It's not my dog.
I did not say that.
Not quite, but you were pretty close.
I did not say that.
And then it was very upsetting for both of us. And then I prayed like at 3 a.m. and then when I saw you in the morning at like 7:30, I said,
I had gotten up early.
Yeah, go ahead.
I gotten up early and you were walking out of the bedroom because I was doing my Bible study, and I turned around and I said, I think we need to send her to boot camp. And you said, I had the same thought uh-huh. and I found one. And so you found this guy. Yeah. We talked about it last time. He's an ex-military guy. And so he and along with the trainer who was actually taking her into her house came on Saturday, and we had to muzzle Phoebe. And
which was so sad.
It was so sad because she kept bumping the muzzle.
What is this bullshit?
And she actually gave me a kiss through the muzzle.
Oh, it was heartbreaking.
I know. We were like, oh my gosh, she thinks we've abandoned her. And so, she's been there for almost 14 days. It'll be 14 days on Saturday. And they'll have her for one more week. And so she's like, the trainer gives us periodic updates, not as often as we like, but you know what? She's focusing on our dog, and that's what we're paying her for. And so...
And she's nailed it. She's like, Phoebe's doing really... In fact, let me read it. Let me just read this for a second, because I really liked her update today, which was great.
Yeah.
And she said, hold on, she being Cassandra. Hi from Phoebe. And she, two beautiful pictures. She's been making great progress with our program, growing in her ability to understand the commands and concepts we're introducing to her, as well as performing these around distractions, which is a big deal for her, the distractions, like other people, dogs, and pickup trucks. I do really think she would benefit from finishing out the reactive dog program. So we agreed, you know, you check her out, you tell us. And so, so they want a last full week of working with her in public spaces around strange dogs, etc. That being said, of course, it's up to you. We already said do it. She definitely is a dog who likes to run the show.
Yep.
And the big thing we've been focusing on lately is her doing things the first time we ask versus meandering around until she's ready.
Which is so her personality.
She nailed this. And now we know this person really is learning, is understanding Phoebe. She also has done great not pulling on the leash, but still sometimes want to choose where she goes. So that's another thing we've been working on.
Yes. And so, yes, you're right. She nailed it because there are many times when we would call Phoebe and we'd say, "Hey, Phoebe, come here, come. And she'd look at you and then she'd look away like I'm not walking your way.
Yeah, bitch, am I ready?
I'm not interested in that.
And then literally 2 minutes later, hi.
Yeah. So now it'll be a Phoebe 2.0. So essentially we're going to be trained.
Of course we are.
Yes. Because we have to keep up with the program.
So she'll have place. She is supposed to bark if under certain circumstances, if the doorbell rings, but not if someone's on the street, if someone walks on our property and there's a command. I don't know which one yet. It's like, shut up. Maybe it's a command. And she'll stop. So I'm very excited. And it's just that little extra stuff she needs to get over her trauma. Because, you know, we clearly were not qualified to teach her this stuff. So I'm very excited about having her back.
Yes.
Before Christmas.
The only positive thing is there has been no dog hair in our house.
That's been fantastic. Let's go back to me.
Okay.
Let's talk about me, everybody.
Yeah. So Adam survived. You survived.
I did. And it's been...
Thank you, everybody, for all your prayers. We received so many emails, so many messages on Instagram, so many text messages. People were just praying for you. And we just felt the love. And the night before you took your little Xanax and you're like, this shit doesn't work.
What is this weak ass shit, man? What is this? But okay, so here's, so we, and this is with
blow the, by blow. We blow need to by give blow. A blow by blow.
So, you know, so no drinking. You know, we had to leave at what, like 7?
Well,
we
no, and he told you to stop smoking too. He's like, stop putting fire in your mouth.
Didn't we talk about that on the last show? No,
I don't remember.
He said, so he called me a week before. Yeah, I think we did talk about it. Mm-hmm. He called me a week before. He said, Adam, stop putting fire in your mouth. Okay. And I said, you know what? You're right, man. So I stopped.
Man, if I would have known that's all it would take, I would have said that years ago.
Well, he said, you know, I really want you to have the best chance of a healing. I'm like, best chance? That doesn't sound like really good, Mitch. Maverick. All right, dude. But I took it to heart and I was like, you know, I'm not going to screw this up. I want to do this right. And I've been looking for a real excuse to stop, you know, smoking. And it's certainly weed, and yeah, there's other things I can do. And they had this conversation, said, look, no nicotine, no fire in your mouth. It's okay. I didn't do anything. In fact, I stopped everything for a week before.
Yeah.
Didn't vape, didn't do anything. But in the recovery, he says, you know, as long as it's vaporized. Mm-hmm. So I actually bought an actual weed vaporizer that you know, takes the flower and heats it up. But no nicotine, nothing. So it was really good. And then, you know, but the Xanax, like, give me a break. What is this?
The night before.
Yeah, I'm from Amsterdam.
But let's back up though. You went in Monday. Okay. You went in Monday because Hollywood had to shave down your teeth.
Oh, that's right.
And
I forgot about that.
So he had to shave down your canines. And so Adam brings home his temporary teeth. They're in this little plastic box. I'm like, those things look like chiclets. And you're like, they're my uni teeth.
Let me just explain what's going on here. So we have a multi-stage rocket launch here. So I'm going to have temporaries. But the thing is, the front teeth, all four in the top, all four in the bottom, had to go. And the bone is just severely deteriorated. So they have to build up. And there's a couple of molars and stuff in the back. We don't even,
that's kid stuff.
We just don't want to talk about that now. So the whole idea was because most people, first of all, most people in my situation just rip it all out. You're done. Here's your, what do you call it?
Dentures.
Dentures and good luck.
And your polydent.
And your polydent and good luck to you. So that's what most people do. And I said, no, I can't have that because I'm going to slith and it's going to affect my speech.
Your teeth are going to fall out when you get overly excited.
All kinds of shit
and then
like
you're
that.
You're going to hear them fall on your
desk. Oh my goodness. So,
and it's so sexy at night too.
So we had this, yeah, exactly. So we, you know, we really, and Zach Hollywood, he really worked on the design. And so I had to go in the day before. And at this point, I'm already like, I don't know, what could worst be? And so I get four crowns, basically, like the four canines, two upper, two lower. And he's like,
he shaved him down yeah. Right?
And then, you know, doing the impressions, the final, and it's some cool technology they have. I mean, just imaging stuff is off the chart. And he does all this CNC milling on the spot. And so I was able to, and he said, well, then tomorrow, Tuesday, after you're done, come on over to my place and you'll pick up the teeth. I'm like, no. No, I'm not going to wake up without teeth. And I can't have my wife see this. I can't have any of this. You're getting teeth from me. I'm taking them with me.
But you came home and you said, there's a chance that I'm going to come home with no teeth. And I'm like, better or for worse.
So positive. Thank you.
But no,
Daddy.
You ended up picking them up at the end of the day.
Yeah, he had them ready for me.
And they were the uniteeth.
Right. So
no floss in between those babies.
So literally, it's like a bridge of teeth. And they connect only on the canines, it's really interesting because he's done all the physics and the math. And I could actually, when I'm ready for it, I could bite into an apple with these things, technically. Not going to do it. I agree that in this box, like, they basically look like those vampire teeth you buy for Halloween.
Yes, right? Exactly.
That's exactly what it looks like.
And I'm like, oh, goodness. Okay. So, all right. I'm not sure how this is going to look.
I'm like, I don't care. You know, let's just go. And even though typically if you have four crowns set and shaved down in one day, you may be a little annoyed.
You were pretty numbed up too for a long time. Yeah. Because they need to give you extra.
Everyone's discovered that I have very high tolerance to all kinds of drugs. Why? I don't know. So Tuesday morning, you know, so I take the Xanax in the morning. It wasn't Xanax. It was diazepam. Mm-hmm. It's a benzo. It's basically Valium.
Yeah.
And I was feeling okay because, of course, I had nothing to eat.
Yeah, you were like, feel this now.
So we good. Now, but let me just tell you, because this comes back to what you said before. Okay. So I was so anxious for weeks. I mean, I would be curled up next to you going,
I know.
And I prayed, and so many people were praying for me, and so many people said so many nice things. And I'm doing a little bit out of sequence, but just keeping with that. So when we're in there, you said, do you mind if I just pray for
this, yes,
everything?
Yeah.
And
I prayed over you.
And the first thing that Glenn and Mitch said,
and Maverick.
Maverick is, you know, we prayed before you guys came in. We do that before the surgery. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is so wonderful.
And on the ceiling up above you, which you didn't know, was a sign that said faith.
Right.
And so, that really warmed my heart too.
And so I had zero anxiety. I felt, just everything fell away.
The thing you were most anxious about was the IV. And so Mitch puts it in his arm, and Adam looks like me and like goes, that's it? And then all of a sudden, as you started to go under, you were like, woo! Here I go.
It took me like two minutes. Now,
and you were out.
Some interesting details. They gave me fentanyl.
Yes.
Which was an interesting trip. And what they discovered is, so what they do is they give you the fentanyl to, and it's every 15 minutes they have to give you another dose or whatever to keep you in this kind of sleep mode.
Yes, in the conscious sedation.
Right. And so while I'm out, they're, you know, drawing blood from both arms because they need that to mix with the Uyghur bones and the pig shit to make my bones. Which, by the way, that's technology by itself that is outrageous.
What they did to your mouth is incredible.
But they numb you up while you're under as well. Even fentanyl, I kept coming out of it.
I know.
I went back on last Tuesday for my, you know, checkup to see how I'm doing.
Just yesterday, you went.
Yeah, that's yesterday. Last Tuesday. Yesterday.
I see the fentanyl still working on you.
It's still stuck. And I said, I remember so much. Well, what do you remember? I said, well, I remember you tapping on my front tooth. It felt like a hammer. Uh-huh. And I remember at some point something hurt and I went, And then I remember you putting more lidocaine in. I remember something was in my throat. It was like, like I had to cough and cough some, like something was blocking. Mm-hmm. And I remember you putting the sutures in. I remember wanting to lift my left hand to scratch my chin, and the nurse assistant kept pulling my hand down, and they said, "Holy crap, you got all the highlights." I said, and I remember you were trying to put the lower temporaries in, like, and it fell in, it didn't work. I said, "I remember all this." They said, we had enough fentanyl in you to put out an elephant. Are you Irish? No. Do you have red hair in the family? No. I said, maybe it's Amsterdam. So, yeah, we think maybe you have some high tolerance,
maybe,
Mr. Curry.
You think?
But it was, I have to say, I'd do it again right now. All that was like, holy crap. And then I came out of it. You were there. Of course, I was still.
They were putting your bottom teeth in when I came into the room. Yeah, you're like, hey, breaking. I'm like, sexy.
Yeah. Right, putting those in. And then, I guess we went. I remember Maverick putting me in the car, putting my seatbelt on me. He's like, hey. I could tell he was like, hey, you're stoned. You're fine. You're good. And we came home.
You were pretty alert, though. You did not come home and go to sleep at all.
No,
but you were numb for a long time.
Hours and hours.
And you couldn't. We had to get the amoxicillin and the painkiller, the ibuprofen in you, and you
couldn't drink water.
You could
couldn't
not
swallow.
Drink water, and that's the first time you were mean to me. You were standing at the sink, and we were trying to get you to take your pills, and you were. Not nice, but I gave you grace.
What did I say? I'm sorry.
I don't remember. No, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I was like, this guy just had his mouth jackhammered. Right. It's okay. It's okay.
So then the next day, I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. That was all right. And the next day, like, oh, I'm swelling a little bit. And then the day after that.
Oh my God.
I literally looked like the Mask, the Cher movie.
And I just can't.
I took pictures and I wouldn't even let Dvorak publish them. I said, no. And I sent them to him after the fact. He said, this is Photoshopped, right? This is like an Instagram filter. I said, no, man, that was really, my head was twice the size.
Oh my gosh. And it was
and that hurt. And that was sore. It started to hurt.
Well, and you weren't in any major, major pain.
No,
and so when I would look at you, when you were so swollen, I would start to laugh at you.
I will say there was a lot of laughing, and you have to be careful with you, because if someone is not physically in pain or in anguish, then you always think, what's wrong with you? You don't have
a
problem. You're fine. Whereas I was just being brave.
It was. You were so swollen, and because you were kind of making a joke out of it, then I started making a joke out of it, and I just got the giggles. I would look at you and just start laughing, and you go, "I'm going to write this down," and you went into the studio.
Anyway, thank you, Tina. Thank you so much for being my partner in this one, and thank you to everybody who sent me wonderful thoughts,
and
prayers.
Huge shout out to Kathy and Catherine.
Oh my
goodness! They made Adam.
They made your life so easy.
Oh, they I didn't have to make any soup.
You didn't even crack the food processor or the mixer once.
No, and they made.
Tell me what they made.
They made medicinal bone broth, which was fantastic. We drank a lot of that. I brought it home, and Adam devoured it because he was so hungry.
Oh,
and
God.
They made a potato soup and a chicken enchilada soup where they pureed it, and it was a godsend.
Chicken enchiladas, like a whole lot going.
I think it was chicken enchilada.
I think it was chicken tortilla.
No, oh, chicken tortilla. Okay.
So.
Anyway, they're angels. They are angels.
They are
heaven.
Angels.
And, I'm not kidding.
And that got me through the first 3 days, man, because I really couldn't eat anything.
No.
And it was just, sucking down. And I was so hungry.
I know. I know. But the best day was when you grew your double chin.
Yeah, so then this is great. So the swelling, this is, who knew? Meanwhile, I'm in contact with Maverick and Hollywood all day long. Like, is this normal? What's going on? And then, so the swelling went away from my cheeks and then just, it's like I had this like a bullfrog.
Oh, it was exactly. Like it was a bullfrog chin.
And then it was just hanging. And of course, Tina's like, oh man, that looks pretty bad. And so I'd ham it up by shaking my head and making that whole thing like a rooster, gobble, 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 gobble.
Oh, you totally look like a turkey.
Turkey.
I was leaving. I was going somewhere and I go, oh, why don't I go take a shower and go shave your double chins.
See, this is what I have to deal with. Go shave your double chins. So mean.
You actually got through it really well. Kept looking at yourself in the mirror. You kept checking your teeth out.
Yeah. Okay, so let me just talk about this for a sec. So these are the temporary teeth.
Yes.
And so I don't have... So I have gaping holes on the left and right hand side where
well, they took out two wisdom teeth and two molars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I still have enough on the right hand. And that's going to be implants, not the wisdom teeth, but there'll be implants on the molars.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost like not bothersome other than not really being able to chew. And you have to be very careful in the beginning. You don't rip it up. But in the front, and now I'm kind of getting used to it. It's like having, braces for the first time as a kid. But I mean, you put these things in and I'm like, holy crap, this looks so good.
I know you kept, see you looking in the mirror all the time.
So good. Look at me. I know. I have to learn how
He's
to
smiling
smile.
At me right now.
Ding. I have to learn how
and
to
smile. And these aren't even your permanent teeth. These are the temporary. So
he
they,
did a great job
he
on
really
these.
Did.
I mean, beautiful.
He really,
I had
really
no
did.
Idea they could be this good looking.
Yeah.
And
so not only does he have two new dentists, well, periodontists and a dentist, he's got two new friends.
I got new friends. Yeah,
he's got
totally.
New friends
I got new
now.
Friends. I do. Yeah. Well, these are cool dudes. And I like people who have skills, who are very skilled at something and, passionate about what they do. It's very, very cool.
So my sister did call me Nurse Ratchet, and you called me Nurse Ratchet,
only
too,
because she had put that in my head. I called you Nazi Nurse, I think.
Oh,
I
said, Nazi Nurse. Because I had a whole schedule. He came home. I hand drew a Gantt chart to keep track of all his medication instructions.
Let me say, ibuprofen all the way. That's all I really
Wait
took.
A minute. What about the chart and all the stuff that I helped you with? I made you mashed potatoes and I made you overcooked pasta.
Thank you, baby. Thank you so much.
You were only mean a couple times to me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you were mean when I told you not to put your fingers in your mouth and you were...
I'm like...
You're like, I can put my fingers in my mouth if
no,
I want.
No, no, no. That's not what I said. No, exactly. Don't tell me what to do. That's what I said.
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry. I really apologize.
No, you were actually you were a trooper. You were definitely a trooper.
I would do
and
this
I thought
all
you
over
were
going
to be the biggest baby because when you have a cold, it's like you curl up in a fetal position. You were a warrior. You were a warrior.
I had a lot of help, a lot of people checked besides you, of course, but just so much, a lot of love. And that really did it for me. So
I know, but all the dairy you've been consuming because
I have so much gas. I could power all of the European Union. Who needs Putin's gas? Holy, the left side of my pelvis is just, I was like, what is this?
I go,
what is
you
this?
Need some
I got a
Beano.
Bubble.
I go, you need some Beano.
Okay, so I'm looking at my list for today, and I'm looking at this. I'm like, Beano? What is Beano? I can't remember why
You've
I wrote
never
down
even
Beano.
Heard of Beano.
No, I've never heard of
it
Beano.
It reduces gas.
We have to understand. So now we're day 4 or 5, and I'm going to go do some shopping. Because I'm hungry. I can't eat it. I can't eat steak. Actually, tonight for the first time, I had a little bit of steak, very small pieces. Because chewing hurt. Food hurts. But the inside of my mouth
you're
hurts.
You're getting used to your new mouth. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just, it hurts. Because, it's like being hit by a truck. And so I got this huge can of baked beans. And I got some peas
applesauce.
And applesauce. And so you were out. I think you were with Annette. You guys were shopping maybe.
I don't remember.
Or hanging out.
Yeah.
And so I come home like, I'm just going to put this whole, it's like an almost like can and a half, right? It's not just
it's a supersized can
right.
of beans.
So I'll just put it in this Pyrex thing and I'll heat it up and, I'll have a little bit. I'll just eat right out of it. Don't need a bowl. And I'll put the rest back in the fridge. And then I'm like, and then I ate it all. I was so hungry.
I know you and poor
then,
thing.
And then I'm getting up at 3 a.m. like, dude.
I could warm up Germany.
I was flying around the room.
And I said, thank you.
Thank you for not
thank
doing that.
Thank you for not coming
no,
in the bedroom
of course
to do
not.
That.
Of course, I would never do that.
I appreciate
ever
that. But you
that.
Never, you had never heard of Beano.
No, no. I guess it's a sort of antidote for...
it relieves gas.
No, the problem is not the relieving of the gas. Is where do I relieve the gas and when? That's the problem. No, I just think I'm going to go, hey, I'll come to bed in a minute, babe. You just got to do something in the studio.
Thank God. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Well, and another thing, now that you're not smoking, because you're not out on the porch that often at all.
No,
you are the Energizer Bunny. I wake up yesterday.
Yeah, this is crazy.
I wake up at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. And now Adam's not a morning person.
Not really.
He used to say to me, don't start telling me, please don't start rattling off the to-do list. I gotta slowly get into the morning, drink my coffee, wake up.
I think the honey-do list should come after 8 a.m.
Where I am, least. I'm up. I'm like, let's tackle the day. So I wake up yesterday. It's 6 a.m. I look over. Adam's on his phone. He goes, I've signed up for our new insurance plans. I go, what?
I got the P.O. box sorted. I got all that done.
I'm like, you are so energetic now. You are getting stuff done.
It's
crazy. Who are you?
It's a combination of things. For sure, when you're just smoking weed, you sit on the porch and you just your phone, and before you know it, you're lost in doom scrolling. Now I'm in the studio and I'm not distracted. I'm just okay. And I have a new system too, by the way, which I'm very happy at. And I've got all this. I'm like, oh, do this, click, click. I'm just going to do this and call that person. And oh, I'm like, I got nothing left to do. What should I do? I'm going to go to the vape shop, talk to Jerry and Kathy. And they're like, man, you got a lot of energy. I said, yes, I do.
I know. You got a ton of energy.
I said, well, probably. And Kathy had a good point. She said, because part of this is also removing the low grade fever or
the infection.
And that, I think I'm very excited about that. Now when I eat still, it affects my sinuses, but I'm excited about that being in my past. She said, just think about how hard your body has to work to fight that infection all day long. That's also draining.
Yeah.
Energy.
Yeah.
So that's, I think, a lot of benefits.
Yeah. Thank goodness. Look at you on the other side. Sunday night, I thought our life was over for 6 months.
You know, so this is the thing. That's interesting. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yes. I'm here to roast myself.
You are. I'm going to help roast you.
Thank you.
So it's Sunday. Was it Sunday? Yeah. And by the way, not working, for me, it's like not doing a show. I'm useless. I got to do something. It's like I just work. I got to do something. I'm tired of this shit.
Hear how fast he's talking, people?
I went out this morning at 6 a.m. and lowered the flag to half mast because it's December 7th. You got to honor the Pacific Wars. I'm completely set. Anyway. So Sunday, what were we talking about again?
I thought our life was over. I was trying to make dinner plans with friends, and you were told me to hit the brakes, man.
No. So a whole bunch of things happened at once. This is where I got a little bit freaked out because it was after dinner. I had eaten well. I think I ate the pasta, and then my mouth is just like on fire. Yeah.
What did you? Oh yes, because I made you pasta with meat sauce.
It has nothing to do with what I ate. Just because I ate, and because I was eating, basically pushing food against the roof of my mouth, and trying to crush. It was my mouth's on fire. I've heard like, okay, Tuesday we're not going to take the stitches out. That'll be another week or two, and I'm thinking, holy crap, I won't be able to eat. We said we can still, and so anyway, so you were making plans for some friends. I said, and I think this is where a little misunderstanding. I said, let's not make any other plans right now because I don't know what's going on. And then, however I said it, however you received it, what came back was, our life is over for 6 months. We won't be able to go anywhere. Can't do anything. And I'm like, no.
Is that how I sounded?
Pretty much. No, but I was freaking out. I was freaking out because is my life over? Will I ever be able to eat a steak?
Will you be able to chew?
And I was also really hungry. I really wanted just some beef. I wanted beef.
I know, but you did so well. I mean, looking back at the past week, look at you and look at your smile. Yeah,
I have to learn how to smile again. It's because I haven't really honestly. This is the thing that is kind of the hidden part is that. For 10, 15 years, I've been very embarrassed about the state of my teeth.
They were pretty janky.
I would know how to smile and not make it look too bad in the picture, but I would never be, hey, hi, how you doing?
Now, that's a little over excessive.
You're jealous? So it was, and so now all of a sudden I can do that again, and it's this new expressions, and I can do things. Now the big bonus of all of this, I will say,
yes,
I was able to go to church on Sunday.
I know
that was really, really nice,
awesome. And you have this budding friendship with Pastor Jimmy, which I absolutely love because
budding, dude, we homies now.
Because Annette too. Annette and I are spending time together too. And I absolutely adore her. I adore her. And I love that, you and Pastor Jimmy text back and forth. And
oh, we talk about guitars. We talk about all kinds of full of fun
stuff.
I
love that. I love that. And so, yes,
you made a lot of friends in this process in the past year, really.
It's been fantastic.
Yeah. So have you.
But it was so nice that, yes, you went to church. You went to church with me on Sunday, and that was great. And,
I actually got into some songs.
Yeah, you raised your hand. I saw it.
I did. Again, it's the song that says "Raise Your Hand." I'm like, all right. And I said, "Here I go."
Raise your hand.
Here we go.
Yeah.
It was nice to be there to see the worship team, which is Christian for band, apparently. Mm-hmm. The band. Yeah. Was great. Pastor Jimmy had his new Gibson, vintage Gibson, and I heard him. He did a little. I heard him.
Yeah, nice. But the week before, I don't think it was this past Sunday, but Pastor Jimmy talked about being a noticer, like noticing.
Yes,
things.
Little noticing things. The litany of the liturgy.
Liturgy of the little things. Yes, and the presence of God in the daily things, and so it's I think in the rush of life, we forget about that. But when you stop and you look at it and you think about it and you notice those things, it's the little things. Yeah. You notice every day, you notice the grace and we find beauty in God's grace. And so, I love that sermon too.
So it's I would do it all over again.
Yes.
In a heartbeat. And now I have a couple of things that I'm working on. So now it'll be 2 to 4 months, I think, before. And just
2 to 4. I thought he said 5 to 6 yesterday.
I'm positive. and then I'll stop about it. But so what they've done is they put this titanium plate. So they open up the gum, put the titanium plate against the bone, screw that in with 2 3-millimeter screws, which is like 1/16 of an inch.
And you might have a problem going through TSA.
I don't think so. Yeah. And then they add the mixture of my blood and all this other stuff.
The Uyghur bone.
The Uyghur bones, the pig shit. And then they close it up, and then the bone will actually grow around this titanium plate. And then when that's ready, and that could be 2 to 6 months, honestly. Yeah. But I'd say I'm going for 2 to 4. We'll see. It doesn't matter when. I have patience.
Yeah.
Then we can put the posts in. Then we can put the real teeth on. But I'm happy with what I have now. I mean, if you said, hey, this is what it is for the rest of your life, like, okay.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You don't think it's good?
No, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. But I would think that you'd want something permanent.
Well, yeah, I do. Because
constantly gluing, you get your Polydent out and getting
I literally am putting Polydent in there.
Well, it was kind of sad because one time, was Friday. The uppers fell out.
Yes.
And then they couldn't get you in until Monday. And I was like, and you were slicing your words.
Hollywood said, hey, man, you should just go to Walgreens and get some geriatric paste. He said, yeah, that's what you want. I said, which brand? He said, trust me, they only have one. It's really, you'll see, it's only one, just whatever they got. And it works really well. I mean, and so
I would hope so.
I do have to, take it out and clean it after.
Commercials where they put it on the finger and they hold the glass of water.
Well,
I
was with Jerry and Kathy at the vape shop, and it'd been 24 hours. The stuff was supposed to hold for 12, and I'm drinking some coffee with them. I said, okay, I'm going to leave now before my teeth fall out.
You can feel them slipping?
Oh, yeah.
You can feel them slipping?
I could take them out just with my finger. That's how loose they were. But they fit so well that they stay in there. Mm. But, when you're drinking coffee and yapping, it's like...
And it falls into your coffee cup.
I'm going to go now. So I did have, I'm going to talk to Hollywood about something. Got enough.
Oh.
So now this thing has already been made, this bridge, right? So basically he just presses a button, he can create a new one.
You're going to get gold ones?
I was thinking, could I have like different ones? Could I have like, I want to do, if I did on the two front teeth, no. And then on the bottom agenda, it would fit.
I double dog dare you to do that.
Oh, I'm going to if it's not too expensive, I'll do it. And I was thinking maybe just for jokes, get a grill with just like some gold ones. I could just put them in. Maybe the one with fangs, with like vampire fangs. Yes, cool. Just go, bah. And then I can try the QR code, although maybe a little bit too small. So I'm going to talk to him about it.
Then when you go to a meetup, you could just smile and say, you want to donate?
Pay me.
Just hit the QR code.
I'm telling you, I'm very excited about this prospect. If it's not too expensive to make them, I think you know, just punch a couple out, man. Let's do some fun stuff. Let's do something crazy.
But how about rainbow color for LGBTQ Pride Day?
Yeah, exactly. Perfect.
No, babe, you did well. All the prayers. Thank you. Everybody who
sent
messages and just well wishes and checked on him. So many people checked on him through Instagram, and we just so appreciate
that. A lot of love in the room, people.
He felt it. He totally felt it.
A lot of love.
Yes. Yeah.
And so what we've been doing since is we've just been kind of chilling out. We've been watching Christmas movies every night.
Yeah, we started watching Christmas. But before that, we didn't even talk about this. We had Thanksgiving at our house.
Oh, goodness. You're right.
Yes, we had Thanksgiving.
But I didn't have...
This is before.
Just before. Yeah, because it was like 2 days before.
So it was the Land of the Misfits at our house.
Because, of course, our children don't want to come and visit. They're like,
we're not traveling.
We'll screw you oldies.
Yeah, so we had my friend Allison, who is always checking the time of the show. And then my friend Dale. The
official timekeeper of Curry and the Keeper. Official
timekeeper, yes. Mm-hmm. My friend Dale, who was my very...
He's our friend Dale. Our friend Dale.
He was our friend. He was my very first friend, really, in Austin.
Dale is such a good guy. He's
going to be in a movie. He's going to be in an Art Linkletter movie.
Dude, and he's so cut for this. Yes. He's so perfect.
He's going to be a grandpa who plays the guitar.
He plays wicked guitar. I don't think he understands how good he's going to be in this.
Yeah.
Because he's spot on.
He is a graphic designer. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's been his career, and he actually did all the designs for the Southwest Airlines airplanes.
And a lot for Ronald McDonald House Charities.
He did some things early on, but really his claim to fame is Southwest. So Southwest. Dale was here, and of course my BFF Brian was here. Yeah. Brian came, he brought us two appetizers. And a bottle of wine.
And it was interesting because we told, do not look at Phoebe. Don't pet her. Don't say anything.
Oh my gosh, I had to threaten them.
And she was great. She did not.
But I had to threaten them many times. Like, don't you dare pet her. Don't you pet her. Don't you pet her.
At the very end of the evening, around 10 o'clock, we're all out on the porch. We got the fire going.
We drank four bottles of wine.
We were sloshed. And Phoebe came out and she was really sweet with everybody.
She was sloshed too.
Yeah, I guess. And I was like, why are we sending her away again? Look at how perfect she is.
She's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
She is.
And then Allison promptly fell asleep, ate her meal and slept.
Is that what you called passing out?
Yeah. She slept, but it was so nice to have everybody here.
What was nice about it, and first of all, we had, you know, Dale said grace, which was really nice, and we all held hands, and you know, we have different denominations and everything is there, so it was great. But what I liked the most is we all know each other and are comfortable enough with each other that we can give each other shit, just like family does.
Yeah.
And so it felt very much like family.
Yes.
You know, and I really appreciated that.
I love that
everybody came over, and that was really, really nice.
One thing I did decide though. Huh? Not a fan of turkey.
No.
Nope.
No. Nope. Well, also, it's hard to get a good turkey. I had no idea what the turkey was dry AF. But you did everything right. I mean, it was not dry because
there was
no drip.
There was hardly any drippings though, which was really weird. It was an organic turkey that I ordered from Natural Grocer.
Yeah, organic. It's fake news. Fake news. That thing was probably stuck somewhere in a pen, like 2x2. You can't trust anything.
Anyway.
I'm very jaded.
Yeah, it was. I made Dale make the gravy because we were just
Dale's
inept.
Gravy kicked. Both of us suck at making gravy.
I know. We talked about that on the last show. We
never really discussed it, though, except then.
Yeah.
Dale made it.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was great.
So it was really nice. We really enjoyed. Then the next day, Friday, when I got up, so we finished 75 Hard. 75 Hard finished on November 17th.
Yep.
Still kind of quasi doing some of the tasks. I'm working out every day, six times a week. I'm trying to drink as much water.
How much are you drinking? You think you're...
I probably drink about maybe 100 ounces. Yeah, three quarters of a gallon.
Yeah.
But I woke up on Friday and I'm like, I'm booking my hiking trip.
Oh, that's right.
And I booked my hiking trip. Yep. And guess what? Yep. I got 8 friends to join me.
And where are you going? Do tell.
We're going to Zion and Bryce Canyon in Utah in October. 4 days. It's with a group called Explorer Chick. And they basically provide pretty much everything. You don't have to carry tents or anything like that. And for 4 days, we're going to be hiking. And several of the 75 Hard ladies are coming, which I'm super stoked about.
I love it.
I can't remember everybody, but
how many people are going to be going from Austin? Just you?
Or Shayna, and that's it.
Because here's what I'm thinking.
Skybird, this is Dropkick with a red dash alpha message in 2 parts.
It's a message for Maverick. Maverick, we're gonna need your plane, bro. I'll pay for gas. We're flying to the Grand Canyon and back, bro.
It's not Grand Canyon. It's Las Vegas.
Yeah, whatever. Fly to Las Vegas. Dude, we're flying to Vegas. We're taking that sexy ass plane of yours to Vegas. Just so you know.
Well, I'm trying to talk Renee into flying into
San
Texas.
Antonio.
Maybe Anamika can fly into San Antonio too, and then we can all go together.
Perfect.
So Anamika and Renee, Stephanie is going.
I have no idea, but I'm just telling Maverick we're just going to hijack his plane.
My friend Tiffany is going.
It's going to be great.
So, and then. We might stay a couple days on the back end in Vegas, you know, just to celebrate and go and see a show.
That's when Mitch and I are in Vegas too.
Yes. He's got a family. He's got little kids.
I've got a family.
Phoebe?
What? No, I got a family. Oh, that's right. So much for the party.
Maybe she can go on the plane too.
No, we're just excited about flying.
So I thought I'm going to stop. I'm going to walk the talk. I've been talking about rim to rim. And I thought, and I started looking at the Grand Canyon and it was a level 5. And so...
That's a little much.
You have to carry a 45 pound backpack on your back for the Grand Canyon one. I was like, you know, I don't know. I don't think I want to do that. So then that's why I looked at the Zion and Bryce Canyon. It's beautiful out there. And it's a level three.
It's a level three.
It's a level three. I can totally do that. Yeah, that and good. Shayna, you hear me? We're training. We're going to train. I told her I would go to Big Bend and train with her. And we're going to go do the... We hiked... I think we hiked for 2.5 hours at Lost Maples.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to do...
Yeah, you guys did a good hike.
I can't remember. We're going to do a 4... I told her I want to do the 4-hour hike next time. So it was easy. It was not hard. So I think all that working out really paid off. So yeah, next October.
Okay. Woohoo! And I just want to say...
Yeah?
How many weeks has it been since 75 Hard?
3.
Baby, you still rock.
Oh, you're so sweet.
You look so good.
I'm really working hard.
When I can kiss you again, then we might even make out.
I know.
I mean, it's so disgusting right now. What's going on?
I know
my
that
mouth.
Jank breath. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I do have jank breath. But if I take them out, it might make for an interesting experience.
Oh. Come on. It's a family show.
You're right. Sure. Hello, family.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I got to have a few more things. I finished the Bible recap. I've read through the whole New Testament.
Yes.
Yes. And I feel kind of like lost. I mean, I did it for 92 days straight, 92 or 94. And I feel kind of lost now. So I'm rereading the book of James right now. And I love that, you know, we talked about Revelation, which is like, mind-blowing.
There's a lot going on.
I need a chart to figure out kind of what's going on with that. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that I love after finishing the New Testament is I know that my name is in the Book of Life, as is yours.
Yes, it is.
Yes. So
I'm up front.
Yeah.
I'm in the beginning.
And you want to do it. You want to do the Bible recap, right?
I do. That's the podcast, and you listen, you watch the thing, and then, I do. Yeah. And can I borrow your fantastic...
No.
I can't borrow your fantastic Bible?
No. That's mine. We got to get you your own. Santa?
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
No, Sir, by His Grace gave me the Bible. It's got my name in it. It's beautiful. Like, I'm very possessive of it.
Sir, by His Grace, do not send me one. I have a feeling Santa's bringing me one.
Yes,
so don't. Don't do anything rash, okay, please?
Yes, yeah.
That's real. I love that Bible. It's cool because it has all the, it's just cool.
It's got explanations. It's got the timeline. It's got maps.
It's really interesting. I mean, I know we're talking about it a lot, but discovering this has just been like mind blowing.
Mm-hmm.
particularly for me, because the power of prayer has come through in so many ways, not for me, but for other people. And it's blowing my mind. It's blowing my mind.
Yes. Yeah.
And I told Pastor Jimmy something. I just want to read the last bit of his email or his text that he sent me because it was so funny. Where is he? Here he is. He says, hey, this following Jesus thing is an adventure with lots of interesting twists and turns. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
it's
you have to be prepared for those. Like today, we had an issue come up today, and you just have to be prepared for those. So,
anyway,
what else you got on your list there, doll?
Dog. Well, I was.
I said doll.
Oh, I thought you said dog.
I burnt my hair.
Yes, you did.
I burnt my hair grilling out burgers.
I can't leave you alone for a second.
I used to be the grill master. Yeah. Now I
can't. There's Tina. Burger, anybody?
So I was grilling out burgers, and I don't know where you were.
I was probably on the couch.
I don't know where you were. Out. And then I had product in my hair.
Product.
And then
as we say in the biz, product.
I had product in my hair. And I opened up the grill and there was a huge flame. And I was like, wow, that's hot on my face.
What is that feeling I feel?
And so then
you were singeing.
So I'm cooking my burgers and then I'm done. I bring them in and I was talking to my sister on the phone. I'm looking in the mirror and what the hell is wrong with my hair? It's like burnt my hair. That could have been a disaster. I could have gone up in flames.
The product is, that's what happened to Michael Jackson. You remember the Pepsi commercial?
Oh, that's
where he
right.
was too close to the light and he had product in his hair and I went, and there was Mike on fire. Yeah, that burned him pretty bad.
Learned.
That burned him bad. Too. Yeah. That was not good.
Lesson learned. Yeah. So, yeah.
No, I just wanted to say, hopefully we'll do it again, is I love watching a different Christmas movie every night with you.
Yeah. We watched White Christmas.
White, which you had never seen.
I had never seen, yeah.
It's,
that girl was really skinny. What was her name?
Oh, Vera.
She was teeny tiny.
She had no, her waist was like my thigh.
Yes.
It was nothing.
But she could dance.
But it was Rosemary Clooney, Danny Kay.
Bing Crosby.
And Bing Crosby. And
whose voice sounds like butter.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's such a crooner. Yeah.
It was a 2-hour movie. I'm glad you might have fallen asleep for a second or two, but it was such.
Oh, I did.
It was so nice to just watch that with you and just kind of take it in. And then we watched the Lindsay Lohan Christmas movie, which was about a 6.5, I would say.
I'd say 4.7.
Nice to see Lindsay Lohan with a gig.
Yeah, she got herself together.
Nice that she has a gig. And then we watched Ben Affleck and
Christina Applegate. That was an old movie,
2004. And the Sopranos guy, Tony.
Yeah.
He was in it, and what's her name from?
Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah, this was a bebe.
Bebe.
It's the bebe.
Bebe. Yeah, like so our goal is to watch Christmas movies.
Every night. Yes. Every night. We're going to watch a Christmas movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some of my favorites are Christmas with the Cranks.
I love all the classics. I'm hoping we can find some that we haven't seen yet. But yeah, Christmas with the... Yeah, well, there's a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good ones.
Yeah. Speaking of Christmas, so we got our tree up.
We do.
And I got all my shopping done.
Yes. Sir.
And I want you to know, I got yelled at in when you were, I think you were distressed over your teeth and you're like, and stop buying me Christmas presents. No more Christmas presents under the tree.
Because you're like, oh, look, I have another present for you. No, another
and I'm like, they're wrapped.
And I'm like, I'm here. It's like, I was, you know, it. Typically after Thanksgiving, that's when you start to think about Christmas gifts. And honestly, we've had kind of an agreement. Now,
it wasn't an agreement.
It's an unwritten, unspoken agreement. But ever since I bought you a really lame ass gift. And by the way, the engagement ring was wrong too. There's a lot of stuff. So I've just said, hey, if you just kind of give me a hint, like a link to a shopping site.
How does it? That makes it so easy for you, doesn't it?
But this, honestly, this is your culture, not mine. You and both of your daughters, you guys are like, what do you want? I'll get you this. It's, you always agree on what you're going to get for Christmas. And it's all set. And it's like, what's your list? And that's it. And So you used to do that, but then all of a sudden this year, when I'm having my face destroyed just before Christmas, I want to see what you come up with. So now I wake up. I got less than 3 weeks to go.
Surprise
I'm flipping
me.
Out. Then you're going to get like a really bad Tiffany wallet. That's what's going to happen with the green one, the wrong color. You can get the wrong ring. Everything's going to be wrong, but okay. Go ahead. Risk it.
So I got yelled at. Stop buying me Christmas presents.
Yeah, because it's stressing me out. I can only think of two things I have for you. Two.
Because there's nothing under the tree for me. It's all for Adam. But babe, you got your mouth jackhammered.
I know, but that has nothing. But by Christmas time, you'll have forgotten about my mouth. You'll be like, "Where's my present?
I'll be like, where's my present?
What is this? What is this? All I get?"
So I had to calm him down. I had to send him a link and show him.
Thank you,
and I was God, right over his shoulder while he ordered them.
No, that's not true.
It was on your screen.
No, let me tell you what happened. So you send me this link, and I know that you wanted the gold colored ones, and the link comes through as silver, and so I had to say, it came through as silver. Do you want gold? And you say yes. Okay.
And I came over and stood right by you, and you selected the gold. You put purchase.
No, I did not. You went away, and then in the evening you said, "Did you buy that?" And I said, "You are really the worst person." It's like you walk. I mean, next time, why don't you just hold my hand and click the mouse button so we make sure I purchase the right thing?
Babe, you asked me which color and you invited me over and I was looking on your screen. Oh, here we go.
Shh, Annette, I need some help, Annette, could you please help me out?
I thought you already bought him. I sent her the picture already and said, here's what he got me for Christmas.
But there's more. But wait, there's got to be more. There's 18 presents under the tree for me.
No, there's
horrible.
Only seven. Oh, eight.
Seven? Eight. Oh, man. It's like...
And
believe me, it's only about the goods. It's about the creativity. It's not about price or anything. And it's quantity. It's quantity.
It's not quantity. But I did post a picture on Instagram today, and I'm like this. My... wrapping paper has to match the Christmas tree. I wonder if anybody else is up. That's my OCD
that
coming
is
out.
You, baby. That's 100%.
It has to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I put white flowers on the tree. I bought big ones. And
your tree is really nice.
It really
I love
is.
The tree this year.
It yep. is.
You
we
do
don't
a
have
great,
a star.
You do a great tree.
We're oh, the waiting star for the star. Mm-hmm. But we are going to a Christmas party next Tuesday. I know we're out of wine.
Yeah.
That's all right. That's a problem.
I've probably been overserved at this point.
Yeah. But we are going to the Vaudeville Christmas party on Tuesday.
Yep. That'll be fun.
Remember last year? That's when we started the show and we were talking about all the sequins.
The sequins, that's right.
I can't wait. I'm going to give a fashion report.
I have no idea what they're going to be wearing this year. Do you think it will be sequins again or do you think it will be something else?
I don't know. I'm waiting for my leather skirt from China. I ordered a leather skirt.
You did order
it's
that leather
from
skirt?
Freaking China.
And you did order
it's
that.
It's across
one.
The border. Yeah. I saw the tracking. Cross the border.
You know, I just want to say big shout out to Vic.
Oh, Vic and Chris, they're lovely people.
And they sent me a t-shirt, which was put in the newsletter for No Agenda straight out of surgery, and also a mug mm-hmm. that says, you know, recovery mode.
They're the most, he and his wife, Chris, are the most thoughtful people. Yeah, they are so
very,
thoughtful.
Very kind.
Yeah.
And I love the mug because, you know, I took it out of the dishwasher yesterday morning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is such a cool, it's like a metal mug. You
yeah.
know? I look
insulated.
At the bottom, it says made in China. I'm like, okay. And it says, no BPA. I'm like, dude, this is so fucking full of BPA. If China puts that on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
They're such sweet people.
It's my go-to now for my eggnog.
I know.
My eggnog. Yeah. I'm an eggnog guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank goodness you didn't lose a bunch of weight. I mean, I think we kept your weight. Okay.
Yeah. 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 Was stuffing it with carbs, basically.
Yeah. And dairy.
I'm so happy. We had a nice KNC, was that a sirloin strip?
Today, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a really KNC, tiny bites.
The
I could eat it, yeah.
Yeah.
So
you want to thank a few people?
Yeah, I have to say that life is kind of good in general, don't you think?
I think we are very, very blessed.
We are.
Now it's time to hear from the Corksuckers.
Hello, Corksuckers.
Hello, Corksuckers.
Hello.
We got to hear from those cocksuckers now.
Yeah. Wait, what did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Cocksuckers.
That's right. It's value for value is the proposition here. And we're doing very, very, very well on the wine. Extremely well, I might say. And thank you all very much. We're doing better on the boostergrams. We're doing a little bit better with the value for value. A big part of this program is to force you to learn how to do this, people. So go ahead and get yourself, just to make it easy, get yourself the Fountain app, fountain.fm. It's in your app store, whether it's for iOS or whether it's for Android. You can just start listening to your favorite podcasts and actually earn Bitcoin and then send that to us. Yeah. So go work for us and send it to us. Or you can figure out how you can get some Bitcoin in there. It could be $10 worth. It's easy from Cash App. It's getting easier and easier every single day. And we appreciate, I certainly really appreciate people trying it. Thank you so much.
Yes.
It really means a lot to me. Mm-hmm. And we kick it off with, I have to give him a little big baller here.
Baller, shot caller, 20-inch blades on the Impala.
The Bruce Wayne of podcasting 2.0, Dreb Scott.
Oh, Dreb.
333,333
cents,
ladies and gentlemen. Dreb. Yeah, Dreb going crazy. And he does the chapters. I mean, for all my podcasts.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you so much, Dreb.
He's lovely.
And I guess he had tried it before, so he just said, second try.
Okay.
It works. Then following close behind with a row of sticks.
That was the only message was
that's all second try.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't get
Thank
a first
you,
try.
Okay.
A row of sticks or dicks, your preference, 111,111, Sir Brian with an I.
Oh, and he comes through.
Is it your BFF?
My BFF.
Says, thank you both for having me over for Thanksgiving and making me feel like family when I couldn't be with my own. You didn't want to be with your own family.
I know,
dude.
He chose us.
Yeah, you chose us. And Tina.
Don't send this to your sister, Brian.
Right. We never saw him.
Brian who?
And Tina, your cooking has improved
to
the point that the best thing you served was the gravy that Dale made. Wow. This is your friend. This is your buddy. This is your pal.
Okay, he's moved down to Vice BFF.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that's
he's
really...
Vice BFF now.
I don't know, man. That's kind of harsh.
That is harsh.
We have Perry Sullivan.
You know what he did say, though? Okay, so that was the first time I really had dessert, and so I had two pieces of pie. And he looked at me, and he goes, you're having a second piece of pie? Like, judgy.
What a bitch.
Yeah, judgy.
Judgy bitch. Stop that, Brian.
I'm like, yeah, and?
I'm going to have to take back what I said about it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
90,000 sats from Perry Sullivan. No note, but we appreciate it.
Wait a minute. Is Perry Sullivan a new? Do they need to be decanted? I don't remember that
I don't
name.
Know, but we're going to do it.
You've been decanted.
I hope you needed that because you got it.
Yep.
Then we have... Absurdient.
Absurdient.
Yes, Mr. Robot and I appreciate the shout out.
Oh, absurd observation.
Well, it says Absurdient.
But okay.
Yes. 77,777, the so-called striper boots.
Oh, I like it. And you know what? I want to say that they created the art for this week's show again.
Dynamite. It's great.
Awesome. It's and they created it, I think, using AI.
But that's too bad. But otherwise, I love it. Here's the boostergram. Mr. Robot and I appreciate the shout out on episode 26, Reptile Brain. And there's more artwork to come. Value for value. Hashtag Cork Soakers United.
Yay.
Love it. Here you go. Then coming in with the new number, which is adjusted for boosting the dip, 33,015 sats, comic strip blogger.
Oh.
Howdy, Tina and Adam.
AI dot cooking.
So men don't give birth. So dental pain probably is the biggest pain for them. So I wish you, Adam, to heal quickly from your numerous dental appointments.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, just enter AI.cooking into a web browser or a podcasting 2.0
William
app.
Forsythe III.
Gwoof. To listen to the silky voice of Gregory William Forsythe Foreman from England. Yo. Thank you, CSB.
Yo.
CSB is... I love CSB.
I know you say that.
I do, because he's been with me longer than you.
You say that all the time.
Because he never donated, but once we got to the Bitcoin, he started donating, and he's getting artists. By the way, Mr. Robot, Give us a lightning address, because when you do art, you deserve to be in this. You need to be in the split. You need to be in the value block.
Exactly.
So we'll give you 10% of everything that we get. So please let us know. I'll put that in there. Gene Everett with 33,000.
Oh, thank you, Gene.
Boost, boost, boost. He says perfect timing for a Thanksgiving Eve listen.
So oh, there excellent.
You go. Cheers. Thank he you. Says. Todd from Northern Virginia. 31,415. He says, sad puppy boost.
Oh, has Todd donated before?
I don't know, but he says, go podcasting.
Go podcasting!
And I don't think he has, so let's decant him as well.
You've been decanted.
Then we have 14,000 from Chaos 99. No, just a boost. Thank you. 10,000 from Mo5115. Thanks, Curry and the Keeper. Check out the Farm Connection, Bernie, Texas. You can sign up for membership. They are suppliers of raw milk, et cetera, from Miller Farms.
Yes, 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 yes.
You got that information?
Yes, they. I think they sent that to me. Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Hey Citizen donated twice, from both from Podverse, which is nice to see someone using a different value for value app. 6969. He says, I pray for those who refuse to accept value for value into their lives. Ah. Me too. And then a 6262 from Hey Citizen, A Course in Miracles lesson 62. Forgiveness is my function as the light of the world.
Oh, yes. I have that book, The Course in Miracles. We talked about it. Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Then we have, let's see, 54321 from a user with a long number. Shameless plug, boost for Mom's Metaphysical. Now on Etsy or at moms.metaphysical.shop with PPE.
Is that the crystals, remember?
Love you too. Are we going to do 150 hard next? I don't know.
Is 150 that... hard? No, baby. It's 30.
No, it's 150.
75 hard starts January 1st for 30 days. And then we'll probably the next program. So the first one was boot camp.
Right.
Then it's phase one starting in January 1. Mm-hmm. Phase two, which is the next 30 days, I'm probably going to do that in May.
3333 from Certain is the Plan. No note. Dame Trish comes in with 3,000 sats. Merry Christmas. Hi, Happy Trish. New Year to both you and Miss Phoebe. Thanks for the laughs.
Oh, I love Trish. I talk to her all the time on Instagram.
By the way, emojis work in Boostagrams. Thank you for the little crying laughing emoji. 2,000 sats from Colomona. Happy Podiversary, Sir Libre.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much. We got a couple left here. Markula, boost for Adam's teeth. Appreciate that. again, the best program ever. Congratulations and my greetings to Adam and Tina's. To you, Adam and Tina's celebrity.
Oh.
Thank you for all drinking wine without any type of brand complex is the best for wine lovers. Don't forget the cheese. We love you, Central America. And there's no name as a user number, so let us know who you are.
Yeah, for sure. We
thank you.
Know.
I'm going to decant you guys. I don't think you've been here.
You've been decanted.
We have a boostagram from Stravis. Happy Thanksgiving. Great episode. Thank you. Donkey says congratulations with a party horn and a champagne bottle emoji. And finally, to wrap it all up, my gratitude for Fountain Podcast. You are the best, Curry and the Keeper, from user 8876376555444419. You can put a name in there. You can put a name. Thank you all so much. This really warms my heart that you're trying this, that you're giving it a shot. Value for value. If you find anything valuable in this program, send us a boostagram, send us some wine. We have a P.O. box now in Fredericksburg.
In Fredericksburg,
very proud. It's P.O. box 1849. Easy to remember. The California Gold Rush, 1849. P.O. Box 1849.
Fredericksburg, Texas 78624.
That's right. We'll put that in the show
heart
notes.
Of Hill Country. Thank you, everybody. And yes, it's really appreciate you sharing the show with your friends. We really do.
Yes.
Yeah. We're trying to build our audience. And so, you know, one listener at a time.
My left jaw just got a little tired.
Grape him in the face. Oh, gosh. And it's only been an hour.
I know tomorrow I got to do the big show.
Oh, yeah. You better rest up. You want to?
But how do I sound good though, right?
You do. You're not slushing.
It is a little hurt. It's hurting a little bit on the left hand side.
Oh, I can see you grimacing.
Yeah. Left hand side is weird.
Huh.
It's just like braces that don't
fit
right.
Well, this is a good trial run. Yeah, it's probably going to take some adjustment. I only have a few more things. Mm-hmm, so sure. I did mention the artwork. I did do that. just that I am just so grateful for my new girlfriends that I have here in Fredericksburg, my friend Debbie. I had coffee with her the other day, and we just talk. And we have a lot. There's a lot of similarities, you know, a lot of commonalities, well, a lot of differences.
You did the big church ladies luncheon.
And I went to the luncheon. Yeah. I had to make my chili. And it was the big thing about whether I was going to use the primal beef or not.
That's when Pastor Jimmy called me. He was like, "Dad, the chicks are at this church lady thing. How you doing, chicks. Man? Listen to my guitar. Listen to my guitar playing." He didn't say chicks. I said that.
Yeah.
Let me send you a recording of my new guitar.
It was so funny because Annette, when she was listening to the show the last time, and I said, "Should I use the primal beef?" She texted me. She's like, "Do not
use the primal beef."
So I didn't.
Holy cow! By the way, the primal beef is really good if you spice it up a little bit. If you get the right, you know,
good with the tacos, not so much with the meat sauce. The marinara sauce,
little sauce. Too primal.
Yeah,
but it's super healthy. We all know it.
But yeah, so it was really nice. There was a church, a women's luncheon at the church on last Saturday. And so it was really nice. So I met some more people. And actually, Annette and I are going to another event on Saturday at this woman's house.
I know. It's like,
yeah, so I've got
will
friends.
Will I ever see you again? Oh, it's all right. I got friends.
I know.
I got friends.
Got friends with the plane.
Planes.
And guitars.
So. Combine them.
But yeah, I mean, that's really all I have on my list. I mean, coming up, we're doing, like I said, we're doing the vaudeville Christmas party next week. And then we're going to do the church walk on Wednesday, where we're going to four different churches with our church. The different services, we're doing
fun.
That.
I'm excited about this. Yeah. The 14th, right? I'm excited about that.
So that'll be fun. And then
we'll have Phoebe back before the next show.
Yeah, we'll have Phoebe back.
The
17th, I think.
17th, yeah. But we have the show. When do we have a show? Do you have a show on the 24th?
Today's we have a show on the 21st. So I have a show before Christmas. Yes. Yeah. We'll see how many presents are under the tree.
Oh, goodness.
Anything else you have on your list?
That I love you very much and that I appreciate you and thank you for being my saving grace in this entire thing. That's all I had
for
on my
better
list.
Or for worse, even though water was dribbling out of your mouth.
We will be back in 14 days. Please remember us, curryandthekeeper.com, and go ahead, send us a boost.
I love you.
I love you so much, darling. See you in 2 weeks, everybody. The Curry and the Keeper.